Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 30th of April, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 to 20. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fiercely make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Today's article, titled Fearlessly Telling, was written by Chris Whale. 19th century Scottish minister Robert Murray M'Cheyn loved to preach God's word from the pulpit. Yet, he realised it was one thing to speak the gospel to fellow Christians who hung on his every word, but quite another to share it with non-Christians who seemed disinterested or even aggressive. Wrestling with God's call to evangelise, he realised he was putting too much value on the opinions of others. What did he do? He prayed, knowing that freedom from worrying over the esteem or contempt of others must be given from the Lord. Fearing how others might react to our Christian witness appears to be one of the devil's schemes to make us ineffective. That's why Paul asked his readers, "Pray also for me, that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel." Note that Paul wrote from prison, and that sharing the gospel wasn't just losing him friends, it was gaining him powerful enemies who sought his death. Yet, despite the pressure, he said, "Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should." Paul knew that in the face of contempt, that prayer was the key to speaking boldly and joyfully about Jesus. Does a fear of how others could react stop you from sharing your faith? By prayer, God will help us to value His word above the opinions of others, giving us all we need to declare Him fearlessly. Let's pray. Loving God, help me to value your opinion above anybody else's. Give me the boldness to tell others about all that you have done in my life. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Adi Yinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries. God bless you.